So, as Kevin said, this is the panel torn from the headlines. And you've probably been reading that the Congress is fiddling around, well, maybe not fiddling around, but is passing various bills and amending them on a daily basis. And so we're going to talk about, we will mention some of those proposals to illustrate the principles we're discussing. But what we're doing is talking about the basic underlying structure that the Congress is trying to achieve in its many machinations of tax law. So Kevin's going to start us out on the territorial concept.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning, everyone. When we started planning this conference some time ago, we were generating topics that would make sense and the implications of shifting from our worldwide tax system to a territorial system seemed to make a lot of sense. Over the last several years, there's been a lot of debate and consideration about the advantages and disadvantages of shifting from our traditional system. But little did we know that it would really be coming to a head today. As we sit here today, the House is debating and probably going to vote on a bill that would fundamentally change our worldwide tax system. The Senate has a similar bill before it in the Finance Committee. So it's entirely possible, you never know what's going to happen with legislation in this day and age, but it's possible that we could see us move from our worldwide system to a territorial system. So it's a really good time to think about what that means if you're not really steeped in the details. So back to basic principles. Our system in the U.S. is always described as a worldwide tax system, which simply means that under our system, we tax our citizens and resident corporations on their worldwide income immediately. We are increasingly alone in the world in having this approach. Most other developed countries have a territorial system, which simply means that they tax income that's earned within their borders.